Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 27 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good sing to. Last week I did Spiritual Hole with Josephine McCaffrey. She was wonderful. It was a very sweet episode about love, and she is a reverend and a comedian. But this week we're doing Halloween Hole, and oh God, it's pretty depressing. We're in full level 5 lockdown here. So basically Halloween is cancelled. Like, Halloween is cancelled in Ireland. I don't know what it's like in your country. Now, to be fair, I've never really loved Halloween. Yeah, basically one of my kids would vomit from sugar overdose. It just is nasty sweets. Like, at least Easter is more chocolate based, but Halloween is so chewy, tangy, pull the tooth out of your head kind of sweets. Like, I don't remember all that many sweets when I was younger. Or maybe we did have them. I do remember a lot of fires, and I remember my dad jumping the fire. That was a game we used to play, jump the bonfire. And he had a jacket that went on fire, kind of a husky farm jacket. And yeah, they kept it actually as kind of a prize, just as a trophy of the day Dad jumped over the fire and nearly burnt to death, but he didn't. But we'd none of the cooking marshmallows, and I don't remember dressing up in any Halloween costumes. I think it kind of got very Americanized here in the last few years. I just remember the fire. But even though we're shut down, I have to say the kids are making costumes because we can't get out to buy them. So that's nice, and I'm sure we'll do something. So I'm going to go out and about and ask a few people on the streets what their opinion of the Halloween non-event is. And yeah, let's see how we get on.
Hi there. I've just bumped into a lovely bunch of lads here near the supermarket. And lads, would you mind telling me? I'm doing a podcast called Heal Your Hole, right? And this week I'm doing...
Heal Your Hole.
Heal Your Hole. My hole's grand. Thanks very much. And this week we're doing Scary Hole or Horror Hole. Okay. So
scary boys.
What's your opinion on Halloween being fecked because of COVID?
Bad job, man, to be honest with you, man.
Bad job.
Can't get
me
hole anywhere.
Can't get your hole anywhere.
But the only good thing about it, you know, when you're walking into a shop, if they wear a face mask, face blocked, you can
rob whatever you want.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Bottles of vodka, bottles of Jameson, get back in the
other. You're only with a bag of snookies.
Oh, really?
No face, no case.
No face, no case. Oh, my God, I didn't think of that.
No face, no Mount Joy. Get back to me.
No overstuff for me, son.
Funny, man.
Okay, because I used to, like, sometimes I would nibble on an apple in the supermarket, but I can't do that with the mask.
She knows about the nibble.
I love the nibble.
So I nibble on the, you know, the edible sweets, you know that?
The edible sweets.
Yeah, I nibble on them every day.
Right.
Every day.
Stop. So what do you mean? Did you ever do trick-or-treating?
Like, yeah, trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you go around
and you're like,
you open a door and you say,
do you think people will leave bags of sweets out in the...
They do, they're being swept.
I prefer if they leave bags of weed at their door.
Bags of weed?
Yeah,
oh, right, okay. I've a load of weeds to be pulled out the front of my house, so I'll put them in bags for you. Tissels and nettles and stuff like that. Loads of weeds.
What colour is it?
They're all green and brown.
Is it good shit?
Oh yeah, tis. I don't know. Anyway,
where are you from yourself?
Well, I'm from Cork originally. Cork, yeah. Coach, yeah, yeah. I can't hide it. Pure bogger. I'm an intruder.
He's Carlo.
Are you Carlo?
No.
Anyway, don't give your names because Tesco will be after you for robbing the jellies.
Get back.
All right. Thanks, lads. Thanks for helping. Hi girls, I was just wondering how you're feeling about COVID and Halloween and everything being cancelled and not being able to trick or treat this year.
It's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
At least we get to still party in our house and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you can't go to anyone else's house, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit disappointed because I do like to get like a good few sweets in, because usually I have two other brothers that trick-or-treat with me, and we'd usually get like a good few bags of sweets. But
do you think everyone is going to leave boxes of sweets out in their driveways, out in their gates for people?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know my auntie is.
Yeah, so. I'm going to do that for people. I'm going to leave boxes of them out there so you can come looking. How are you feeling about it all?
Sad.
Sad. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Okay, so you'd love to be able to play games with people and you can't?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you go on FaceTime or something and chat to people and maybe play a game over Zoom or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or you could go for a walk with your friend, can't you?
Yeah.
So you can go for a walk, but you can't knock on a door. Is that it? I think. And can you light a fire, or is there no fires allowed this year either?
I think you're allowed fires, just I'm not allowed to light them.
Yeah, they'd be a bit dangerous, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, girls, I hope you have a good time, and I hope next Halloween is better than this one. We'll have a proper party. Thanks for talking to me. And I was wondering, how are you feeling about the government and Halloween and the mess of the place?
Well, no, I think Halloween's going to take place, and I think there's going to be a bonfire.
Oh, you think it's going to go ahead anyway?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, you're obviously too old to go trick-or-treating. You don't give a shite about that?
No, I don't care about that.
Well, just to let you know, a lot of people are going to leave buckets of sweets at the entrance of their house. So do you want to rob a few of them maybe, because you're a bit old for the old trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I think I'm going to rob a few of them.
And what are you going to burn this year?
Wood and mattresses.
Wood and mattresses. Okay, I don't think we're allowed to do that, but I could think of a few things I want to burn. Obviously not my husband or anything. But okay, and what have you got to say about the government? How do you think they're doing a good job or shite?
I think they're doing a bad job.
And could you do it better?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd close schools.
You'd close the schools?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, I disagree with you there, because I'd be looking at my three kids all day then. So you'd definitely close the schools?
Yeah, I'd close the schools.
Okay, right. All right. Well, we'll disagree on that, but we'll agree on Halloween. Yeah. All right. Thanks for your time. And I've just met these lovely two gentlemen, and I'd love to know, what's your fondest memory or story or game from Halloween from over the years?
So I'm Declan, and I'm originally from County Kerry, and my fondest memory is when my oldest brother Kieran, he must have been about 12, I was about 8, we were going trick-or-treating, and he dressed me up as a woman, and he stole my mother's dresses, and I think I had a hat. I have a memory that it was a kind of a strawberry colour, we went trick or treating anyway, which are like, Jesus, we made a killing that evening anyway.
Did you go around, were you in the Boglands or somewhere city in Kerry?
We were just outside the town of Tralee, so to me it felt like we were in the Boglands, and there were only a few houses around. But back in those days, as we would say now, like, you know, people had, they were ready and willing to accept total strange children coming up, and no, that was a very fond memory of mine.
And would you have got nuts or chocolate back in the day?
Oh, that's a good question, yeah. I think we got mostly nuts, but we did get money. We definitely got money. Money, nuts, fruit, oranges and stuff like that. There was a bit of chocolate as well, though.
Well, I've M&M's or Maltesers here for you, so you can pick one in a minute. And yourself, do you have any memories?
I do. I'm Aidan, and this is my brother, Declan.
You're not the one who dressed him up as a... No?
No, I didn't do that to him. But, yeah, we used to play... put the apple into the basin of water and go diving for a bit of money down at the very deep end of the basin. And
that was a horrible game. Like, why did that? I used to nearly drown. I felt like I was drowning.
I don't know why we did that, but on the worst one. That was a good memory about being able to get the euro or whatever it was, probably 10 pence at the time, get the 10 pence out of the bottom of the basin, and then there was the apple, and we tied it to the string, and we used to eat around the apple.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, I like the one where the apple was hanging from the roof. And
And they're all games we don't play as much anymore now. When the kids come home nowadays, they have big...
it's all about the sugar now.
All
about the sugar. So do you know what? The fact that it's that they can't go trick-or-treating might save them from diabetes down the line.
That's right.
Anyway, thanks for talking to me, lads. That's great. Lovely to hear a bit of the Boglands.
Yeah.
How do you feel about not being able to go around and collect all the chocolate this year? You don't mind?
No, I don't know.
Do you think your mammy will give you loads of chocolate anyway?
Well, I... I know that she gave me we'll buy, and I think we're going to have a movie night. Ooh. And I hate that the trick-or-treating is cancelled.
Hi lads, my name is Norma Sheehan and I do a podcast called Heal Your Hole, and this week it's about Halloween and stuff. So I was wondering, do you have any funny stories or any anger you want to release about the way the government are treating Ireland for Halloween?
I do to a degree. Like, we're obviously, all of us here are 18 years of age and we'd love to have a Halloween with the lads because of coronavirus the past couple of months, but we're obviously not going to have this year. But I also think it's a necessity for people to kind of like take precautions and not take the piss, because if this gets out of hand, then we're going to be going through knockdown for another couple of months, then we won't have Christmas.
Okay.
And I think we can sacrifice a bit of Halloween for Christmas, because that's a bit more important for everyone.
Okay. And are you dating someone yourself? Are you actually, or like, are you finding it easy to get your Halloween Halloween hole at the moment, or is it tricky with everything shut down?
Well, it's quite tricky at the moment, yeah, because you know, with social distancing and stuff, you can't really get close to people.
Okay. But, and are your friends all single, or are they all dating?
They're all single at the moment, yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. There's four fine looking boys here, and I'm very worried about them, because like, they've no access to a nightclub. You basically can't get your hole at the moment.
Just Tinder these days, you know.
Just Tinder. And is there a lot of what do we call it, Pam? Do you, a lot of do you know?
No, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad. What are you doing for a release?
You have prepared for the worst when your new lockdown was coming.
Okay.
You plan it about. Yeah, put some precautions in place, we just say. Just in case you were left by yourself, you know.
Okay, precautions. What's like.
Made a few friends before we went into lockdown, you know.
You made a few friends.
Yeah, friends.
Friends. You're not all sharing the same friend or anything. No.
No good. Not that I know of, anyway.
Are we though?
No.
You never know with him. He could, yeah.
No, look, I genuinely feel sorry for you, like.
Yeah. It's a bit shit, like.
No, it is a bit shit. Like, when I was your age, like, I'm double your age and the rest of it, and like.
I doubt that.
No, I am, and I could be your granny, but anyway. But seriously, when I was your age, right, like, I don't want to tell you what I was up to the weekend.
Yeah,
so how are you coping?
It's all right. I know I'm working, so you're living with that as well. We don't get to go out. We probably are, shouldn't say this, we probably are going out a bit. Like, we're still seeing people and doing things.
Okay,
so.
But you're doing it in gardens, you're doing it safely.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not out.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, these four lads are outside a pub, drinking safely. They're actually all metres and metres apart from each other, so this is totally safe. But seriously, I would have snogged three fellas a night when I was your age. Like, that's not fair.
It depends though, really. Because like, in clubs, obviously you can go around pulling who you want, but like, I feel like now you can. Like, we had sessions in like parks, and you go and you'd like do things in bushes if needs be. But like, I mean, that's probably better than clubs, isn't it? Yeah, we're all in college, so we're all like expanding our social circles, you know.
Yeah. I just think, like, during the summer, there wasn't as much going on between sports and school and anything else. Whereas now, like I know most of the lads would be busy enough with college. Like, they'd have pretty full-on hours. So, you know, that's enough to kind of keep you distracted. Whereas it used to be a case of, like, oh, geez, what do we do tonight? Whereas, like, lads have training, lads have, like, assignments to be done. So it's not really a consideration anymore. It's all right.
No joke. Like, if we were out with a load of girls, I'd be kind of like, bad sense thinking your nan, like, wouldn't be like, if I pull this girl, she could have coronavirus, and then I definitely fucking have it, and then my poor nan's dead because I want to get
I know
help.
So like, do you take her temperature before you jump on her, or what do you do?
So like, I would, in that case, I'd be like, I wouldn't go near her.
Like, if a girl blew her nose in outside a pub, you'd run away, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if she coughed or something, I'd be like, here, get away from me.
And you wouldn't be pulling someone you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you wouldn't be getting with someone you don't know. Like, you'd have to, like, you'd be relatively, like, cautious about it.
Depends how many points I had, though.
Yeah. Wait, do you know what? There's going to be a reduction in STIs then, isn't there? Because you'll kind of know your local trail.
Ross is still giving them out.
So you're still giving out the STIs, are you?
Yeah, it's a big man for it.
Oh dear God. Okay, I'm going to go here. And just the last question. Do you know what with the corona thing, and we have to wear masks? Blowjobs are still fine then, are they? Like, and
you cut a hole in the mask.
You cut a hole in the mask.
Social distance. Do you stays here and you stay here.
So once your thing is 2 meters long, right? Okay.
We're in the wrong country for that.
Do you know in Canada and America they're encouraging people to use glory holes to get it on? Yeah, I did a whole podcast on glory holes. I swear to God, Google it. Canada, New York, that you build your own glory hole at home. You do a plank of wood or a sheet between a doorway.
That makes sense, yeah.
So that you bring your wand in, you do your business through the thing, and you wash yourself before and after, and that's the end of it. Anyway, sorry, there's an idea for you. Of course. Thanks, lads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, I felt very sorry for one of those girls that she said she'd no siblings and stuff. I kind of forgot about that, you know. If you're not allowed to hook up with other families and you're not allowed to trick-or-treat, what the heck do you do? I suppose you cuddle up and watch a movie. But yeah, the lads riding in the bushes, interesting. And the other fella adamant that it's all going to go ahead. And of course, the thieves looking for the weed. Yeah, could definitely sort them out with a few pissabeds we call them. Dandelions, they're actually known as. We used to call them pissabeds. They're a kind of weed, and if you touch them, we were told you'd piss the bed. They turn fluffy like a cloud at a certain time of year as well. Actually, I don't think there are any dandelions at the moment, but no, I do remember being afraid to touch them because I'd piss the bed then that night. Don't know where that came from. But nettles, no, I didn't like nettles. My mother used to cook them all right about once a year, but no, I definitely fell into a few nettle bushes. Nasty. Okay. So I think there's a lot of confusion out there about what we can and can't do for Halloween. So I'm going to... Oh, there's a fucking builder next door banging away. Yeah, I'm here in the... I don't know what I'm in. I'm in a cupboard. I don't know which cupboard it is. I've been downgraded today, but I'm happy out, really. But there is builders next door. Just a bit of DIY, but yeah, nothing too troublesome. So here we go. I'm going to ring the guards now. I'm not going to ring my local guards because they might know me. So I'll just ring some random guard number. Here we go.
Hi there. I just have a few questions for you. Do you have a second to answer them? It's just about, I just want clarity on Halloween night. Are we allowed, am I allowed to do a fire? No.
You were never allowed to do a fire.
Oh, I was never allowed to do a fire. Okay, right, no fire, right. Even if so, and if someone lights a fire, I shouldn't go and look at it either.
I can't give you a yes or no answer about that, you know. That's
I know, no, you can't, but like, I have a feeling there's going to be one done anyway. Do you know the usual way the kids will probably have to do something? And the trick-or-treating is out, is it? The trick-or-treating...
Out.
Out.
Totally.
So if someone knocks on your door, no way, don't answer. You can't give them anything.
Well, what I would be advising people there, which I've done previously, is just leave some goodies or something out if the kids are coming round and they don't have to interact with people. I would still, you know, the whole Halloween thing is probably closed down this year the way it's done, you know, but yep. If people want to go out, we can't stop them doing that. We can only advise them not to do it.
Okay, and we can't do fireworks. They were always
fireworks
illegal.
Fireworks are illegal anyway at any time.
They're illegal, but if they're in the sky, you can look at them.
Exactly.
And then what was the other thing? There was teenagers I was talking to and they said because they don't have discos, they might just hook up with their friends in bushes. I presume that's like the old fashioned drinking in the bushes years ago. I don't know. Anyway, good luck with that. I don't know.
I have no doubt that's going to happen. I have no doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But look, at any questions you've asked me, it's the same whether there's a lockdown or not, other than the trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Firearms or fireworks are illegal at all times.
Okay.
As you say, if they're in the air, they're in the air, and we all look at them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a safety issue, and it's the fact that they're in breach of fire or regulation.
Well, they can blow the face off you, as I tell my kids. Like, you can lose a limb. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, obviously they're going to happen, and they have been happening over the last few weeks. But legally, they are illegal.
Okay.
And obviously for safety reasons is an issue there too.
Okay, and if I went for a walk with my daughter and there was boxes of sweets out in the street, I can take, obviously that's my own business,
exactly.
Right.
Again, those COVID are guidelines at the moment. If we don't get any extra powers, that's all they are, is guidelines.
Okay. And one last thing, I have to say, I've never felt this before, but right now I feel like going smashing a window and putting graffiti on walls. I'm so angry. How are ye coping with the, are people okay so far? Because like, I wouldn't be a violent person, but my blood is boiling and I'm sure yours is as well.
And look, there is a little bit of that happening. That is happening. You know, I was up the street there myself, and there is a level of frustration out there amongst people. Do you know what I mean? There are. You know, there's no point in saying there isn't.
Yeah.
And that's palpable, but look, at it's outside our control. If people want to lock down the country for 6 weeks to try and suppress this, well, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, and I do remember at the very first lockdown, there was an awful whaff of weed actually coming from various houses, and I know it's totally illegal, but then I was thinking, do I report it or do I just go, do you know what, at least it's keeping people quiet.
If you're happy enough to report it, or you think it needs reporting and it needs guard involvement or whoever, whatever agency, you report it.
Okay.
No different to any other time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for your help.
No problem.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
So that's fairly clear. Nothing we didn't know already. Do I have any other scary Halloween stories? I was in a horror film once. And it was called Botched. Stephen Dorff was the lead, and Brona Gallagher, she was she played a big part in it too. Beautiful singer. She was in The Commitments, and she was playing this Russian nun, and I was another Russian nun in it. And yes, that is my Russian accent, because all my accents are the same, obviously. So we played the Russian nuns. I don't know how she died, but I got my head blown off by a spiky ball that got smashed through my brain like a hole in the head. And yes, I died. I didn't die till the second half of the film. The people died. Shut up. Hugh O'Connor was in it. Gene Rooney was in it. We had a great time. Great time. Great time. But usually if you have a great time shooting something, it may not end up being great down the line. So it didn't win any Oscars anyway, I don't think. And another horror, which might win a few awards, it's coming out on RTE, that's the Irish station, next week, November 1st, 2020, for anyone who's listening at another time. It's called Dead Still, and it's come out in other countries already, and it's doing very well. And it's about the 1800s and taking pictures with dead people. So back then, they used to line up the dead bodies and take a family portrait. So it's an episode, well, it's a series about that, and there's going to be another series, I think. I'm in episode 2, set in my house where someone dies and we take pictures. So yeah, it's great fun. But anyway, that's worth catching up with on RTE or Acorn or wherever you get it. Dead Still. And it's actually true. It's about random stuff that Irish people used to do back in the 1800s, photographing the dead people. Gross. So I'm going to leave you with that today. I'm a bit lackluster. I'm kind of, I would say now, if I didn't have you to talk to, I'd probably be depressed, because yeah, we've just gone into another lockdown and that's not great. So yeah, but if you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. And if you didn't enjoy the episode, shut your hole as usual. And do check out my Heal Your Hole with Norma Sheehan Facebook page. That'd be great if you could follow that. I'll be putting up random videos. They're a bit weird. And the other thing is, subscribe to the podcast, please, because that helps me to survive. And that's free. Just subscribe. It just means you get a notification when a new one comes up or something, and you can always ignore it. Or you can play it on silent. Play it on silent if you really don't want to listen to it. So do share, like, click. If there's any episode you'd like in particular, take an old snapshot of it and send it to your friends, because that's really helpful. Really helpful. On whatever platform you like to spread your... Okay, thanks very much. Talk to you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.